welcome to Manpower Talk Radio. I'm your host, the 101 guy, Ronnie Venable. Our show is designed to empower men over the age of 40 to learn to get out of our own way and live the fantastic life we dream about. The primary focus of Manpower Talk Radio is to build a huge network where men can share successes, failures, challenges, joys, fears, and tears as we travel the road to success. On our last show, we talked about evaluating where you are in life. We looked at our current survival plan and examined the results of using the power of desire, belief, and positive expectations. At this point in time, the financial situation is causing the whole world to evaluate where we are, what's going to happen next, and how long will the recovery period take. When you consider that the financial crisis has or will affect almost everyone in the world in some way, you have to wonder, am I mentally prepared to do what it takes to continue moving forward? Many governments have stepped up to the plate with rescue plans to help the entire economy from going south. Their goal is to minimize bank failures while offering reduced rates and bank loans to help ease credit fears. When the dust finally settles, many people will find that they have lost portions of their retirement account. Some will have lost their jobs, their homes, their stock portfolios, and for some, the only means they've ever known for supporting their families. You and I may find ourselves as casualties when everything is said and done, but we have the internal strength to make a small detour and continue on our journey. We have decided not to participate. Let's start today by bonding within our group to provide support for one another during these trying times ahead. This support may be someone just to bounce ideas off of, or to discuss issues and concerns that are affecting us all. The bottom line is here at Manpower Talk Radio, we care about what's going on in your life. You're welcome to share your comments with us on our website at www.menpowerradio.com. That's MENPOWERRADIO.com. When Napoleon Hill was commissioned by Andrew Carnegie to interview 500 of the wealthiest people of his day, the charge was to find the characteristics that they all shared in common for building success. The one trait that they all had is that nobody is born successful. This study took over 25 years to complete, and Dr. Hill shared his insights with the world through his books and his speeches. In his day, and some of this time was during the Great Depression years, he offered advice and hope to everyone that would apply the principle he shared and was willing to look within themselves to find the real answer that was standing in the way of their success. Then, and even more so now, there's going to be millions of people facing the possibility of a comeback because so many will have to start over. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, you are already developing a success mindset, and that will help you take advantage of opportunities that's going to come your way. You have the desire to get up, dust yourself off, and plot a new course for success. The ability to change and grow is essential when you're starting over without financing and looking to rebuild or discover your dream life. In the book, Think and Grow Rich, Dr. Hill listed the starting point of all achievements is a burning desire. A burning desire is not a hope or a wish that something may happen. It's something that you know will happen. It's a belief from your core being that just won't be denied. If you find yourself starting over, choose a definite goal. Place all of your energy and willpower into achieving that goal and continue moving forward, one step at a time. Is it okay if I share something with you? If you had bet me 6 years ago that I would be sharing information with you via the radio, you would have won all my money. At that time in my life, my focus was drag racing and playing golf. I'd been racing for over 25 years and carried a 12 handicap in golf. I even shied away from interviews and had no plans of becoming a public speaker. I had no idea the job displacement would open up so many opportunities for me to change. Currently, my race cars sit idle, my golf clubs are gathering dust, as I share the steps to building your fantastic dream life. I share that because starting over is really what you make of it. It can be fun, challenging, and rewarding when you have the internal drive and desire to succeed at everything you do. That desire has to be, I'll do whatever it takes and will not be swayed by others, circumstances, or challenges in reaching my goal. I'm in no way saying that for some it will not be hard, but it will depend on your definition of hard. It may mean learning new skills or trades, taking classes, working two or three different jobs, getting only 2 to 4 hours of sleep a night, spending many hours away from your loved ones, and sometimes being away from your family for an extended period of time. It may also mean working your tail off for 5 years straight just to reach the goal that you had planned. My definition of hard is quitting on your dreams. And that's becoming a dead man walking. You know, one of those people that merely exist in life and make excuses and complain about everything that happens to them. Dr. Hill published the book Think and Grow Rich after more than 25 years of research, which included the years of the Great Depression. In his book, he said, when you begin to think and grow rich, you will observe that riches begin with a state of mind, with a definiteness of purpose, and with little or no hard work. Do you have a copy of this book? If so, now's a good time to pull it out and start reading it slowly, as the world is experiencing a financial downturn and success will come to those who are willing to become success conscious. Now is the time to focus on riches and develop and maintain habits that will allow you to succeed while others are focusing on misery, failure, poverty, and defeat. Open yourself up to new ideas, to new ways of thinking as you adapt in today's environment. Desire and determination work hand in hand. Knowing what you want to bring into your life and using your thoughts to hold those desires in your mind will influence your daily actions to have success. In Think and Grow Rich, Dr. Hill shares that wishing alone will not bring riches. However, desiring riches with a state of mind that becomes an obsession and planning definite ways to get your hands on riches while using persistence of not quitting will actually bring you riches. Dr. Hill shares 6 definite practical steps to follow in which your desires to riches can be transformed into financial gain. Now, if you don't have a copy of this book, I strongly suggest that you write these steps down and follow them. I'll actually repeat each step twice to give you time to write them down. Number 1, fixing your mind the exact amount of money you desire. Be definite with the amount. Fix in your mind the exact amount of money you desire. Be definite with the amount. Number 2, determine exactly what you intend to give in return for the money you desire. Determine exactly what you intend to give in return for the money you desire. Number 3, establish a definite date when you intend to possess the money you desire. Establish a definite date when you intend to possess the money you desire. 4, create a definite plan for carrying out your desire and begin at once, whether you're ready or not, to put this plan into action. Create a definite plan for carrying out your desire and begin at once, whether you're ready or not, to put this plan into action. Number 5, write out a clear, concise statement of the amount of money you intend to give in return for the money, and describe clearly the plan through which you intend to accumulate it. Write out a clear, concise statement of the amount of money you intend to give in return for the money, and describe clearly the plan through which you intend to accumulate it. Number 6, read your written statement aloud twice daily, once just before retiring at night, and once after rising in the morning. As you read, see and feel and believe yourself already in possession of the money. Read your written statement aloud twice daily, once just before retiring at night and once after rising in the morning. as you read, see, feel, and believe yourself already in possession of the money. He goes on to discuss the importance of following these six steps, paying special attention to number six. If you're thinking that it's impossible to see yourself in possession of money before you actually have it, this is where a burning desire will help. The object is to want money and to become so determined to have it that you convince yourself that you will have it. Dr. Hill said that only those who become money conscious ever accumulate great riches. Money consciousness means that your mind has become so saturated with the desire for money that you can see yourself already in possession of it. These principles have worked for Andrew Carnegie, Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, and millions of other successful people. Just know that they all went through the same process of dreaming, hoping, wishing, desiring, and planning before they acquired money. The key to having riches is you have to have a burning desire for money and actually believe you can acquire it. I don't know what's happening in your life, and I can't say what tomorrow will bring, but I know the financial impact of today's economy will have an impact upon everyone. I ask you to look within yourself and decide today that you will have a burning desire to achieve whatever your dreams are, and to burn the bridges behind you so you can never retreat. Be flexible, learn new ways, learn new skills, and continue taking one step at a time as we travel this road to success. Share this broadcast with all of your friends and family as we continue building our network of men sharing their experiences with others. Send ideas, comments, and success stories to www.menpowerradio.com. If you like what you're hearing here at Men Power Talk Radio, I invite you to share the famous Kitchen Table Talk Radio show at www.womenpower-radio.com with the women of your life. That's womenpower-radio.com with the women of your life. Raven Blair Davis, my friend and mentor, shares her vision of how life is just beginning. Let's make this world a better place to live. This is Ronnie Venable, the 101 guy of Men Power Talk Radio, signing off with Enjoy Life. Have fun.